Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Bruce Hornsby in the Range bringing us back. Welcome back, 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my books, go to jimblasingame.com. You should be able to get to both of them there, both of the last two, The Age of the Customer and The Third Ingredient. Those, between them, those have won 7-8 international awards, hundreds of thousands of copies sold. I hope you'll check those out. I think they will help you. I'm kind of proud of them. I don't mind telling you. Because I do know that they are helping people, and that's all I cared about. So it's just you and me still. I want to share some thoughts with you. I'm trying to put this together in my head, but I've been thinking about these shootings, not just the ones over the weekend, but the ones that are going on in so many different places. Not just the where one person killed a bunch of people, but you got the issues like in Chicago and Baltimore where hundreds of people are getting shot and killed and every year. And it seems that they're always young men behind pulling the triggers or blowing things up or whatever they're doing. It's always young men, it seems. And I got to thinking about that. And I'll tell you one quick story. I was talking to a lady who raised daughters, and she married a guy with smaller, younger boys. And I was asking her how the new situation was going. She says, great, except for one thing. I said, what? She says, the boys fight all the time. And I said, really? She said, yes. She said, I don't just mean yelling at each other. She said, I'm talking fisticuffs. I'm talking rest. I mean, they're fighting, real fighting all the time. And I said, well, that's what brothers do. She said, why? Why is that? My girls didn't do that. I said, it's called testosterone. Boys are different. Boys are, you know, testosterone is an aggressive hormone. It's what makes boys different from girls. And it's a force it needs to get out. It needs to be exercised. It needs to be used. It needs to be channeled. And why are we having these kinds of killings, these kinds of mass murders? Why is this happening? Is it because of the guns? Well, we've always had guns, and I don't want to get into the gun debate right now, but you know, we've also had knifings, right? We saw where a young man went crazy in LA a year or two ago with a knife. So I think there's more to this, and I think what's happened in the last 20, 30 years or so is boys have had less of an opportunity to express, to vent, to exercise, to harden, to channel, to have their testosterone pushed back on. You know, when years ago, young boys would have jobs. Not that many young boys have jobs anymore. Young boys were very involved in scouts. When you go to scouts, you're interacting with other boys and you're doing physical things. And you see that sometimes if you do something the wrong way, with leverage, you can hurt somebody. You can hurt yourself. Or other scouts push back on you and say, hey, that you don't behave that way. Sports, the same way. I worry that too many young boys are playing games, e-games, and not doing physical sports where you get knocked down and you get back up and you don't get mad at the person who knocked you down. You don't blame somebody because you got a boo-boo. Sports gives boys an opportunity to channel their testosterone. The playground, I understand that they're not even having recess in some schools. The reason boys went off one way and the girls went off the other way, the boys were out knocking each other down and wrestling in the sand and getting scuffed knees and having been pulled apart because they fought. That was all part of channeling. It was kind of early role playing for what to do with all this testosterone? What do I do with this aggression that is coming at me? What do I do with all that? And if I do it the wrong way, something's going to happen to me that maybe I don't care for anymore. Somebody's going to hit me on the head. And maybe that means I need to not open my mouth, or I don't need to hit first, right? There was also a time when the television programs and movies that we watched in those days, most of those things had values. There were values associated, there were morals associated with that. Most of the things, entertainment we watch today have almost, if they have values, it's the wrong values. And also technology. This is isolating young men. If they're sitting behind a lot of technology, the e-games or whatever they're doing, they're not interacting with other people face-to-face, physical, where if I say something or do something, somebody else responds to me and gives me some pushback. All of that together, this is my opinion, all that together is preventing some of these boys who may already have some other issues, is preventing them from role-playing and testing out and experiencing what the aggression of testosterone can do. And then if they're imbalanced in some other way, nobody's ever pushed back on their behavior, they don't have any frame of reference for that, no perspective for that. I think I've had people say, what's different today than 40 years ago, 50 years ago? I think this is part of it. It's not all the answers, but I think it's part of it. We've got to find a way to help these young men channel their testosterone at a younger age. I just think it's part of the natural law, I think, and I believe in the natural law. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.